Hello and welcome to In-Depth, our PSA program here on Lotus Radio. It is Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. bright and early. My first guest... Oh, wait, I should explain who I am. This is Ian. I am your host for this program. There, that didn't take long. My first guest for this program is Melissa Taylor, Executive Director for Reno Little Theater. How's it going?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. You guys have a lot going on.
We sure do.
Constantly busy. And, I mean, that's coming from however many decades in business.
We are in our 82nd season right now, so it's been...
That's such a weird number.
Plus, yeah, right?
Not weird, but like, you're like, oh my God, you've been around for a long time.
Since 1935.
And how long have you been Executive Director?
I've been with the company for 4 years. I'm going into my fifth season, but the staffing structure has changed quite a bit over the last few years. I was the first employee they had in 30 years, and now we're going up to six in August, so we're growing quite a bit.
That's great. Growth is good.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot going on. You're kind of wrapping up the current season.
We are. We are finishing our 82nd season with Peter and the Star Catcher, which is the origin story for Peter Pan.
Okay. Yeah. And I hear it's great.
Thanks. I hope so. It's been doing really well. We have, if this is Sunday, then we have one more weekend next weekend. We'll have five more performances. And the Saturday matinee is actually a pay what you can, so you can pay as little or as much as you want.
Okay.
It's a great
cool show.
It's for the whole family. I would say six and up because it's a little long.
Okay.
It's like a full length show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some of the younger kids might lose their attention span a little bit.
You know, they get a little sleepy, but it's a lot of fun, though. It's super imaginative, and it's all about how Peter Pan became Peter Pan. And what I think is cooler is how Captain Hook became Captain Hook.
Okay, now that's what I'm intrigued by.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. Before we keep going talking about, I would love to just hear a little bit of your background in theater.
Sure.
That would be great.
I'm actually originally from the East Coast. I came out here in 2012 and I studied theater performance and direction at Stockton University in New Jersey. It's a small liberal arts school and it was great. And I just finished up my master's degree in arts administration at Rowan University. I left the theater scene for a while though to manage a concert venue in Atlantic City for just about 12 years. So, yeah, big switch.
But all right.
I used to run a gigantic showroom, and it was kind of in the same wheelhouse, though, entertainment. And this, though, I love working with a smaller company and getting to have my hands in sort of everything.
Yeah.
And especially artistically. So, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. And it is nonprofit.
It is. Yeah.
That.
RLT is a nonprofit. So we have so many other programs than just the main stage theater. So we also have an education program. We do classes, camps. Right now there's 25 screaming children in our theater preparing for their Friday showcase. So we do camps during the Washoe County School District breaks. We have classes year round. We are also doing a series called Broadway Our Way, which is children who come in for a semester and they put on a show at the end of it. We have partnerships with the Boys and Girls Club, with Girl Scouts, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We also work with Step 2. I'm doing a project there with a friend, Sophie.
Yeah,
sure you know
Sophie Moeller. She was in here talking about Step 2 a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and so RLT is doing a project with them where we sort of devised a show with women who are there, and they're coming and doing a performance on our stage in just a few weeks, so we're excited about that.
Okay.
We also work with the David J. Draculich Art Foundation, which is a group that works with veterans and helps them cope with PTSD and other issues through art.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be on Veterans Day. We're going to do a staged reading of some of the pieces that they're writing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we've got all kinds of programs that we're working on. Also, we have a Latino theater series. So we're doing a Spanish language production of Frida in October.
Oh, wow.
We're partnered with Latino Arte. And so they come in and do three or four, hopefully more projects every year. So
that's
cool. we're doing a ton of stuff. Although the main stage is sort of that's what we do. That's what we were founded on.
Yeah.
As we're growing, we want to keep giving back to the community.
Yeah,
so
that's one thing. I mean, I was going to lead you there and you just went off on your own. It was perfect. It's like theater mind, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing, I really have to commend you for that, because you just, you guys are really digging in deep into the community. Your roots are spreading and spreading, and you're inviting more kind of more diverse groups into your fold, which is really beautiful to see.
Thank you. I think it's so important. I think my passion personally is sort of engagement, is having someone come into the theater and get to experience the show for its entertainment value, absolutely, but also to, you know, promote critical discussion in a community and to talk about issues that we all face and to help us find common ground. I think there's so much divisiveness out there. And
definitely,
a theater is a really great place to sort of bring people back together and focus on the things that make us human, right? So
yeah.
I love reaching out into all of these different groups in the community and saying, no, 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 come in, come on in, let's talk, let's learn from each other. And so that's something I've been really passionate about. And luckily, everybody else at RLT is as well. So we are totally, our doors are open for anyone to get involved in literally any capacity that you want to.
If people just have a special skill set and they haven't utilized it, just take it on over to RLT and see what you can do.
Yeah, we use volunteer actors. We use volunteer designers sometimes. We're trying to grow toward being able to pay stipends to artists, and we do, but there's a lot of us. So, but we have volunteers on the artistic side. We also have all of our front of house is volunteers, except for the audience services coordinator, but he runs our team of volunteers. So if you wanted to usher and see the show for free, if you want to sell concessions and get a free drink, if you want to work the box office, but also our seasons are selected through volunteers. We have a really, we do not have an artistic director.
Really?
Right. Which is...
Is that a little, that's different.
It's very different.
Okay.
Yeah. Most theater companies have an artistic director. And what an artistic director does is sort of design a season and choose the shows that a company is going to do. We've veered away from that because of that collaborative community aspect of what we do. So we have what's called a play discovery committee. And first off, anybody can recommend a play to us to produce. You can go right on our website or shoot us an email and say, I really think RLT should do this show. Mm-hmm. Once we get that suggestion, we send it to a committee of people. It's like a book club. They meet once a month. They have wine and snacks.
And what, and do they just read
they
through
read,
it?
No, they read on their own.
Oh, okay.
And they sort of read
right.
however many they want to. But usually our committee leader will sort of say, this month we're going to talk about these three plays if you want to read those three plays. And so then once a month they meet and they talk about shows that they loved or shows that they hated. And they give us sort of emotional feedback, like, do you want to see this show? Did it touch you in some way? Did you hate it? And then after that, we sort of look at their responses, and it goes up to a smaller committee of five people, the play selection committee. And we choose the season based on trying to sort of have like a cohesive season and enough roles for men and women.
That's smart.
That's, yeah. Well, as a woman, I can tell you that there are fewer playwrights that are women that are produced, not that exist, that are produced. And the same with good roles for women. And so because, again, we want to serve as many people in the community as we can, we try to find an appropriate season that will allow the most people to be involved.
Beautiful. And
so,
speaking of, why don't we step off into your new season kicking off in September?
Yeah, our 83rd season.
Yeah. You got some cool, I've heard some tell, but I wouldn't, you don't have to go through the entire gamut.
Sure.
I mean, unless you want to.
I know it. I can
if you,
tell you.
I mean, you are the executive director. You must have it all in your
it's
head.
All
so
up there.
If you want to do a brief description of each one, go for it.
So we're going to kick off the season in September with Equivocation, which is, it's a really fun's not the word. It's not funny. It's a drama. but it's about what would have happened if Shakespeare had been commissioned to sort of write history from the king's perspective, as opposed to being able to have the liberty to write the truth.
Gotcha.
And so it's about truth and politics and art, and is quite timely, you might say.
Very timely.
And we're excited that Chase McKenna from Mary War Theater Group is directing that show.
Beautiful.
That'll open in September. Then we've got a holiday show. We're doing, it's a twist on A Christmas Carol. It's Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. It's actually a contemporary comedy, four actors that play like 100 parts or something like that. And they tell the story of A Christmas Carol from Jacob Marley's perspective. It's a lot of, actually, that was one of my favorites that I read when I was reading, and I laughed out loud. Uh-huh. Then we've got Steel Magnolias.
Okay.
That'll be in January, which is going to be directed by Rachel Lopez. So we're excited to bring her on. And I don't think I have to explain what Steel Magnolias is.
I think people, they must have seen the movie by now, at the very least.
Yeah. Actually, I have not. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Then we have a murder mystery comedy. It's a funny murder.
Those exist.
Called Death by Design. It's sort of a comedy. It's a farce about a murder. That'll be a lot of fun. That's being directed by Ryan Costello, who's done a lot of work with us. And then we've got a new show called The Curious Case of the Watson Intelligence. So this one's a really weird, like, time jumper where it's different Watsons that you know. So Watson from Sherlock, Watson the Jeopardy computer.
Yeah,
it's big jumps. Okay. And Watson, who worked with Alexander Graham Bell on the telephone, and then just like some dude named Watson. So that one's a sort of really interesting thinker about men and machines and our relationships with each other and technology. It's really cool. And then we're ending the season with A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum next year, which I am directing, and I am on air going to beg you to be a part of.
I can't believe I have to say. No, I, as soon as I heard about it, I mean, I've seen the movie, and it's hysterical.
It's
so
a fun show.
We're going to talk. No, I really want to be in it.
Awesome.
So you don't have to court me on the air. Way to do that. Just take advantage of the... Okay.
What do you want me to do?
No, we're definitely going to talk about it because I love that show.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'd be loving
but
to
that's
be a
such a, it's a really fun Sondheim musical. We did Side by Side by Sondheim last season, and we thought, well, now we gave our audience a sort of crash course in Sondheim. Now let's hit him with what I think is one of his funniest,
definitely.
Well, it's in the title.
Yeah.
shows, and it's a classic. So it's a huge cast, and it's just a lot of fun. So that's next season. We also, again, will be continuing our Latino theater series, and our education program will have a lot of stuff going on as well. And then you never know what else is going to pop up because we allow other people to come in and rent our space. So we have partnerships with like RGJ. They do a storyteller series with us. We also have a partnership with KUNR where we do a monthly jazz concert. So I am telling you, there is something every weekend at RLT.
Yeah.
Just go on our website.
You really just any kind of art anybody can imagine, you can check it out.
Your
place.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, how can people find out more about you on the in the online and the winter webs, if you will?
We're there at www.renolittletheater.org, and we spell theater with the ER, like the building.
Right.
That's
how
a decision
I found that
they made
when I was
in 1935.
RE is the forum, ER is the building.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
So it's renolittletheater.org, and we are on Facebook at Reno Little Theater, also Instagram and Twitter, anywhere where you want to find social media content, we have something. Also, you can always just call us at 775-813-8900, and you can email me anytime. It's just melissa@renolittletheater.org.
There we go. Melissa Taylor, Executive Director for RLT. Thank you so much for coming in
and
talking
you.
With us.
Thanks for having us.